How hard was that last 4 or 5 games, the trip, coming home for those games that were a little bit meaningless?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get up for those games, really. I can only talk for myself, but yeah, it was. There's not much to play for. It's hard to really get going, but now a lot of good stuff's coming, so it's going to be very fun.
How different is it going into these playoffs than the last
year? Honestly, it's, 2 years is a long time. I can barely remember what it was like then. We're very happy with what we have right now. It's a totally different team, so we're, I think we finished second in the league or third, so we're very confident this year that we can really give a good run at this.
You did finish second overall.
Yeah.
What does that mean going forward?
Doesn't mean anything anymore. No, no really. It was good. It means that we had a great year, but it's a new season starting now. Many great teams, so it should be a good series.
What's the best part about the playoffs?
The meaning of the games is there's so much more on the line. It feels like. Growing up playing hockey, this is what we play for. Those big games where it means everything. So it's going to be a lot different on the ice.
Yeah. You can feel different in practice already.
A little bit, yeah. It was a good skate today, especially day off and not playing till Wednesday. I think this is probably the hardest practice we're going to have the next 2 months, I would say. But yeah, it was a good skate.
How do you know it's a new season? Is your momentum 11-1? Isn't that
like
carry
into the playoffs? Yeah, a little bit. We have the home ice advantage. That's about it, I think, I would say, which is nice because we've been good at home, so we're happy to be starting here in our building.
For you personally, Matthew, is it a bit of a new lease in life right now, too? You just forget about a few of the struggles you've had the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Good opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess it's a new season now. Every personal stat goes right out the window. It's all about us winning games, and it's going to be like that for everybody in the room, and it's the only way we can be successful. So it's going to be nothing about me, nothing personal. It's all about winning games.
For a veteran like yourself who's been through a few of these, mm-hmm. what messages can you pass on to some of the young players that haven't gone through it?
I think the first 10 minutes of the first game is going to be wild. It's going to be really fast, so just kind of weather that up, bring that energy, and at the end of the day, it's just another hockey game. You can't think it's going to be something more that you have to do, something more special. You just got to play that we've played all year, and that way we should be successful.
It's sort of more in the head than even it's getting your head space right.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't have to change and start to be a different player. If you're a shooter, a goal scorer, you do that. You're a hardworking guy. You bring what you bring to the team, and you do it as hard as you can.
That's the danger even with vets, I guess. Try to do way too much now,
right,
more than ever? Or is it more of a problem with young guys? A bit of both.
Maybe a little bit of both, yeah. Maybe some guys that haven't really experienced the playoffs, they'll figure it out pretty quick. But, that first game is, the pace is a lot different. It's faster, and there's that eager of, playoff hockey. So I think for these young guys, it might take, the first 10 minutes might be an adjustment for them to react. But, they've been great all year, so I'm not worried about the young guys at all.
Minnesota also has a good home record. Does that add to the playoff matchup with these guys?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. For us, it doesn't really matter. We've had success against them this year. I think we like where we're at. They're a good team. It's going to be a great challenge, so we're excited.